Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carlos, on that play in the 10th with Alvarez, did you think that just sped up on him a little bit with the decision making?
The play with Alvarez.
Where he threw the ball to second rather than...
He gets the runner hanging there and, you know, as soon as he makes a move towards the second base, Alvi just gets rid of the ball trying to get in. That was a good play by the runner there, realizing that he was kind of like on no man's land and took off. So, you got to give him credit on that one.
Okay, so in that situation, because he made that move to second, do you not have a problem with him throwing to second base there?
No, I mean, once, you know, that's your reaction there, you know. You pick up the baseball, you get a runner that is hanging there between second and third, and he makes an attempt to go back. As a player, your reaction is you're gonna try to get him. And then, you know, he did a good job and took advantage of it.
And then for Soto, just how difficult is that when you think it may have hit off the wall and clearly didn't see what the call was from the umpire?
Yeah, not an easy decision there. You know, he's kind of like on no man's land too, and Acuña makes a hell of a play. And then looks like the umpire took a while to signal whether he was a catch or not. And, Juan is kind of waiting, and that was my argument there, you know. But obviously for the umpire, he's got to wait for Acuña to show him the ball before he makes any call. So in the heat of the moment, obviously it happens fast. And you go and argue, but a tough play there for Juan. Great play for Acuña.
What did you make of the at-bats in the top of the 10th?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get a runner over. Runner at second base, nobody out. Hoping that Yon there from the left side hits a ball down the right side of the infield to get the guy over, and we didn't do that. Alvarez a pop-up, and then obviously Mauricio there. We got to do a better job, you know, especially in that situation, getting the guy over to third base and getting him in.
To get Peterson through eight there when he went out there for the eighth?
Yeah, especially with the way he was throwing the ball. You know, you got a 3-run lead there. He's at 82 pitches before the inning started with a 9-hole. You know, he walked in there. You still like your chances of getting a ground ball. He was getting a lot of ground balls. And with a 3-run lead, you know. It just didn't happen today. We were one pitch, one strike away from getting out of it, you know, and couldn't get the job done there.
What do you think of Peterson's night overall?
He was really good today, you know. Like I said, got ground balls when needed, attack, the pace. I thought him and Alvi were on the same page, you know. And for him to get through 7 against that lineup, with pitch efficient, you know, with the way he was at, I thought he was really good. He was solid.
Coming off the first time in his career where he's thrown 9, how different is it from a manager's perspective monitoring a game like today with him the same way, you know, you talked about monitoring Clay Holmes differently after that start in Colorado?
Yeah, different situations, obviously. We were talking about coming out of Colorado, you know. Yeah, he threw 9 innings, but especially with the way he recovered after that. And look, when you got the guy that wants the ball at 82 pitches and you got a 3-run lead, like, that's an easier decision there.
You talked before the game about obviously a good team over there. How disappointing to kind of have one in your grasp and not be able to win it?
Yeah, it's a tough one there. It's a tough loss, obviously, especially with the way, you know, we put together some really good at-bats against a really good pitcher who's been tough on us, you know, since going back to last year. And then today, you know, coming so close. And even after, you know, we got the bases loaded, Reed comes in and gets two outs, you know, puts Ozuna on a two strikes. And, you know, they're good, man. Ozuna is a good hitter, and, you know, he got a split off the plate, kept it fair, and, you know, perfect placement there for them to tie it. And then, obviously, you know, we couldn't push that run across in the 10th, and then, you know, they got us there.
13 straight games, if you guys heard. How much of a challenge is this stretch going to be for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it, you know. I mean, it's not the first time. This is the first one. We got a long ways to go, you know, and, you know, we got to keep grinding. We got to keep going. It was good for Peterson to you know, go deep in the game, and that was the other reason too, you know, first game of a 13 stretch, and, you know, but it's part of the schedule, and we got to keep going.
What did you think of Pete's base running? I know he was out trying to stretch into a single, and then he had another one where he was sort of caught in between.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the one he's trying to get to second base. The one that, you know, is a base running mistake right there is a line drive to the shortstop. You know, we got to do a better job there, reading a line drive in the infield, you know, kind of like your first reaction. You either freeze or you're gonna go back. And his first move was toward second base, and they got him there.
Carlos, does that last play of the game kind of encapsulate who Tyrone Taylor is on the field to go out there and get it, even though it's automatically game over?
Yeah, I mean, this is a gamer, a guy that even though the game's over, he goes out there and put his body on the line and makes a catch, you know. He didn't give up, you know, continues to play the game. And like I say, even though the game was pretty much over, he went and got him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.